I feel that I have attained that destination today. Material world is a foreign land for the eternal soul, like a fish out of water. We cannot be happy by any arrangement within this temporary creation. Maya with her net has taken us out of the ocean of devotional service and keeps us stranded on the shore of material existence. Our real home is with Krishna. And Krishna tells us wherever his sincere devotees are worshiping him, hearing his glories and chanting his names, that is the spiritual world. Krishna will never leave that place. Wherever the devotees are having loving exchanges centered around glorifying Krishna, that is our eternal home. But in the material world, the home is always under attack. You must be very vigilant to not allow Maya to disrupt the essence of the meaning of bhakti, which means to unite in pure devotional service. And where devotees are together, they can make any situation, any place, any time into a Vaikuntha atmosphere. Shall I give an example? I have heard you had a glorious festival for Sri Radharani on her Radhastami. How many offerings were prepared? 2,032 offerings. Prabhupada said, the kitchen is the temple of Srimati Radharani. So certainly, she empowered so many kitchens. And she empowers the cooks, and the cooks offer the offerings for her pleasure. That is the fulfillment of life. So the place I was, there was no temple. I was in Rome, in Italy. There is a farm community, but for various political reasons, ISKCON devotees are not allowed there. So literally there's a small preaching center in the downtown of Rome, just about 5 minute walk from Colosseum. Have you ever seen photos of Colosseum? It's one of the most famous landmarks in the world. That's where in the olden days the Romans used to feed Christians to lions, and gladiators used to fight till death as a sport. It was the original cricket. Now people gather together to see cricket matches. In Rome, thousands of people would enter the Colosseum to see gladiators, where slaves had to fight till death. A horrible place, but beautiful architecture. It's about 2,000 years old. Just a few minutes walk, there's a little restaurant with its small preaching center. But that wasn't big enough for Radhastami. Plus, you're not allowed to make any noise because it's in the heart of Rome. So there is one nice devotee named Mukundananda Prabhu. He joined in 76 or 77, he joined Hare Krishna movement. It's a very nice devotee. And he has a house in the country. There's actually a community of about a dozen families. And devotees actually from all over. There are big temples in Italy. Milano has a big temple of Radharaman, and Prabhupada Desh is a huge temple, and Villa Vrindavan is a gigantic temple. But Rome, there's nothing. So we happened to be there for Radhastami. And Traidas Prabhu, he was with us, and he travels with little brass deities of Radha and Krishna, about 6 inches tall. And we decided that they would be our worshipable Ishtadev to celebrate Radhastami. And we had the program in the backyard of Mukundananda, just behind his house. There's a well to get water. You pull water from the well. So we put the deities right on the well and decorated it with so many flowers. It's very beautiful. The devotees were cooking in a little tiny kitchen in this house. There wasn't 2,000 preparations, maybe 40, but that was a lot. There was no end. Very beautiful decorations they made. So we had the morning program from 4:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon. That was the morning program. In the backyard of Mukundananda Prabhu. And devotees from all over Italy came, actually. It was very nice. It was like a little Puna Yatra. We broke the fast at about 2:30. We had Mangal Arati, then we chanted Japa, then Prabhupada's Guru Puj, then there was a class for some time. Then after class, Pushpanjali, and then the Arati. Then we had Prasad. It was pasta prasad they made. That's what they do in Italy. After that, there was an evening program where they wanted to invite many guests, because that was just devotees, very serious devotees. So the evening program was supernatural. We held the Radhastami celebration, full Abhishek for the little deities, and lecture, very, very big kirtan for a couple of hours, prasad. And the festival was held on the river that flows through Rome. And the venue was a World War II American battleship. Did you ever see a battleship? A battleship is about as big as a football field. It's huge. And during World War II, America used that battleship. They had airplanes on it, and big guns, and they was in front line battle against the German Nazi army. And it got damaged in some battles. So after World War II, America sold it to Italy. And Italy used it as a battleship for a while, but then they just parked it on the river and took off all the guns and just took off everything. So it's just totally flat, nothing on it. There's three levels on battleships. And it's just, it looks just like a battleship. There's no decorations. It just took everything off. This big flat surface, three levels. And they rent it out to people for parties and festivals and occasions. So the devotees knew those people and they rented the battleship. And that is where Radharani had her Abhishekam. And a World War II American battleship that fought against the German army. He was very ecstatic. Such nice kirtan. The kirtan was actually so nice that at times the ship was actually moving in the, because it's in the water. And Tridas Prabhu performed the Abhishek Radharani. That went on till about 11 o'clock at night. And then we thought it would be finished. We all went back to Mukundananda's backyard and just started doing bhajans, kirtans, and it lasted till 5 o'clock in the morning. So the Radhastami celebration was from 4:30 in the morning till 5 o'clock the next morning. Without a temple, without installed deities, just a handful of devotees. Wasn't a lot of devotees, maybe 40, 50 devotees at the most. It was certainly an illustration that any place, any time, can become transformed into Vrindavan if devotees come together in a spirit of bhakti. Hare Krishna. Actually, when we first came here to Radha Gopinath Temple, it was something like a World War II battleship. There were some civil wars going on also. But it has also been transformed. It is the power of the holy name, the power of the unity of Vaishnavas who want to glorify Krishna together. It has the effect of transforming places, transforming people, especially transforming hearts. And that is what spiritual life is about. Religion is not just a sectarian social identity or a belief. Real religion is meant for the purpose of transformation of the heart, transformation of the consciousness, from exploitation to service, from material to spiritual, from doubt to faith. And wherever that actual transformation takes place, we can understand Krishna's there. I have seen some nice renovations to this old battleship. And there was never much of an effort to do all these things. We don't really have anyone out collecting for it. It's just happening by Krishna's will. And from this old beaten up battleship-like building, it is transforming as a just a natural symptom of the transformations of so many people's lives at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinathji. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. It's late, so I do not want to keep you up too late. But I dearly appreciate that you have all taken so much of your time and given up your precious sleep to come and encourage me. Thank you very much. I am extremely happy to be home. Chakalpatadupischa Grita Sindhubya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibyo Vaishnavibyo. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Yeah.